We're still in Simin Shin Ches, the halachas of Mukta. We're up to Sif Lamed Vav. We'll be doing through Mem. Now, in Lamed Hey, we learned the halacha of Graf Sharei, where for Kavod Abrius, Chazal were matir carrying anything disgusting out of the room, if that's a room that you're going to be using for Shabbos. So the Mechaber now says, Ein Osin Graf Sharei Lechatchila. Even though once it's there, you're allowed to take it out, it is also Lechatchila to go and create a Graf Sharei. That is to bring something that is will later become disgusting with the intent of later carrying it out. Even though they told us that it's also to do, if you did it, they did not prohibit taking it out. The Kavod Abrius still remains. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's even usher if you don't have in mind to take it out. It's usher to create a situation on Shabbos that is disgusting. The reason why the Mechaber mentions Kedei Lotzio, that was your intent, is to let us know that b'di'evit, if you did it, it's going to be mutter even if that was your intent. Sif Lamed Zayin, v'malkam di'ikup seida, in a case where there is loss of money, Mutil lahachnis mitoso etzel graf sharev likboa yeshivoso sham kedei lohotzio. You're allowed to go and move your bed next to something disgusting so that you'll now have a heter to remove it. Because we learned the heter of graf sharev is only in a place where it's disturbing your own ikshabis. Kedei lohotzio in order to remove it. So what's the case? The case here is, for example, someone has a bedpan that he needs, and he's afraid that someone is going to run off with it. The bedpan at this point is filled, and as a result of it, it's muktzah. He's not sleeping in the room where it is, and it doesn't disturb anybody, but he's afraid that someone's going to walk off with it. He's allowed to go ahead and move his bed in there so that he will now find it disturbing, so he'll be able to take it out and actually place it in a position where others will not steal it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Lamed Vav brings the Gra, who's Medayik from here, that the only thing Chazal were matir b'makom pseida is if you already have some object that's disgusting in a room, to move your bed in there, sort of a harama, to make it a situation of Kavod Abrius. Whereas, to go and create a Graf Sharei Lechatchila would be usur even b'makom pseida. Sif Lamed Ches. Machnis odom mibod yom malo kuposo offer. A person is allowed to go collect on Erev Shabbos a whole bunch of dirt. Umiyachad lo keren zavis, and he puts it in a corner. Va'osavo kotzrochav b'Shabbos. If you are miyachad dirt for use on Shabbos, even though dirt is generally muktzamach mazgufo, earth is muktzamach mazgufo, it's like sticks and stones, it's not a keli. Nevertheless, if you're miyachid on Erev Shabbos for use in Shabbos, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos, provided that you put it into a little corner. Kagon, what use could you have? Little mimeno lechasas tzoa, rok v'kiyotza b'zeh. You're using it as a cover for different things that have to be covered on Shabbos. Avalem lo yichad lo keren zavis, but if you did not put it in one distinct place, botel agav afar abayis v'osel letaltalo. It becomes part of the floor of the house, and you're not allowed to be metaltal it. Hagos says, the Ramah, v'lochein mutul likach peres ha-tmunim b'chol, gein osa ofer mukta. If you went ahead and you put fruit inside dirt that you set aside for that purpose, then that dirt is not mukta, you can take the fruit out on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings Reb Kiva Eiger, who says that this halacha, that if you didn't put it in a specific corner, it is bottled to the floor, was talking about a floor that was not that was a dirt floor. So you have a dirt floor and dirt sitting on it that's bottled to the floor. But if you talk about one of our floors, whether it is that you have tiles on it, whether it's a wood floor, whatever kind of floor it is, if you put dirt on that, then we wouldn't say it's bottled to it. The Bir Halacha wants to say that is only true if you brought the dirt in for some purpose. But if you still have dirt sitting around the floor, of course that is still Mukta. Sif Lamites, Osir Letaltel Behema Chayav Of. An animal is Mukta on Shabbos. An animal is not a Keli. The Halacha is that all Balei Chai are Mukta Machmas Gufo. There is no heter of gufo or makomo. The Aval became mutu lichbos as a salif nehafrochim. You are nevertheless allowed to turn over a basket in front of the little chickens. Kedei sheyalu v'yerdubo, in order that they use it as a step to go up and down from. While they're on it, you cannot move it. What's the issue? The issue here is that you're not allowed to be mevatel keli mehechano. We had this several times already. You're not allowed to take a keli on Shabbos and put mukza on it, or arrange for mukza to be put on it in a way that this keli will no longer be movable. We saw the reason may be binyan, that it's as if you're cementing it into place. It may be stira, you are removing from it the ability for it to be used on Shabbos. Nevertheless, here you're allowed to go and create a step for the chickens, although while the chickens are on it, it is not movable because it is bottled to the chickens. Nevertheless, you're allowed to, because at any point you can just scare the chickens away and there won't be anything on it. Whereas, what happens if you put it down, Bein HaShemashes, at the beginning of Shabbos, and there were chickens sitting on it? Then it became a Basis L'Davar Aser, and it is Aser for moving the entire Shabbos. Sif Mem, Kol Behem Achayev Of Medadin Osom B'Chotzer. You are allowed to go and help these animals walk in the chatzer. The hainu, how do you do that? She'ochez b'tzavorom uv'tzodim. You hold the neck and the sides, umolicham, and you get them to move their feet up and down. In tzrichin ha'balechayim l'kach. If it is for the sake of the animals, meaning b'mokum tzar balechayim, Chazal allowed you to walk the animal in that state. Ubevat shelo yigbiyem b'inyin she'akur ragleim in ha'oretz. As long as you're not allowed, as long as you're careful not to lift them in a way that their feet will be off the ground, the muktzim heim, because animals are muktze. Va'also l'taltlan chutz mitarnegolish she'ein medan osam it meishemagbes atzam and akam and ares imzizem etaltel. The exception is a chicken, because as soon as you're medaded, it lifts itself up. In which case, you're carrying it. Aval dochin osa, you're allowed to push it me'acharei from behind biyadayim kadesh tikanes. You're allowed to go and push the animal from behind so that the chicken should walk. Now, lahalacha like this. This heter of being medada is only in the Rishus HaRab, is only in this iser of being medada, an animal in the Rishus HaRab, but not in a chotzer. In a Carmelist, there's a machlokas aposkim, and the Mishnah Berurah is machria, that a large behem is mutter, a small one like a chicken is aser. Now, in an animal, we do not say chay nosei es atzmo, which is something we'll discuss in a later sif, in the next sif actually, that carrying a person, you cannot be chayiv on Shabbos, whereas carrying an animal, you are chayiv on Shabbos. Now, the halacha is that you're only allowed to be medada in a chotzer for tzar balei chayim, whereas you're allowed to be docha even for the sake of a hefsid. It doesn't have to be tzar balei chayim alone.